Good morning and welcome to St. Columba's for our all-age worship service on this, the eighth Sunday after Trinity. All of you are very welcome and thank you for being with us. We begin by singing our first hymn, number 431, verses 1, 4 and 6, Lord enthroned in heavenly splendor. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Loving Lord, fill us with your presence, that we may praise you now with our lips, and all the day long with our lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. If we think we've never done anything wrong, then we are lying to ourselves and not being honest. But if we take the things we have done wrong and bring them to God, and we are truthful with him, then once we've said sorry for those things, he forgives us. Let us say sorry to God here and now. We're sorry, dear God, when we don't have time for other people, when we say the wrong thing, when we do the wrong thing, even when we think the wrong thing, forgive us. Make us right with you and allow us to be better the next time. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you, you are forgiven, your sins are gone. Be strong in the Holy Spirit and live for God. Amen. We stand as a forgiven people. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
The Spirit of God fills the whole earth.
Thank you.
collect for today, the eighth Sunday after Trinity. Blessed are you, O Lord, and blessed are those who observe and keep your law. Help us to seek you with our whole heart, to delight in your commandments, and to walk in the glorious liberty given us by your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Luke chapter 12, verses 32 to 40. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour.
I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Words from the passage read, "Fear not, little flock." Since the advent of the pandemic, which radically transformed our lives and forced us for a period to adopt a very different lifestyle, I've been on a very sharp learning curve. Not only have I got a reasonably good mobile phone, and I haven't switched it off, so woe betide me, if not anybody else, if anything happens, but I've been making use of things we call apps. Now, as some of you will realize, apps are things on a mobile phone that enable us to communicate with people, very often with a common interest. One such group with which I'm associated consists of keen travelers. And I was thinking to myself a few moments ago, how appropriate when I'm thinking of travelers. We've just been singing the hymn, "One More Step Along the Way I Go and Travel Along with You." It's a theme we often have and experience in life. The travels and the exploits of those who are on my app seem endless as they regale us with stories from their adventures in Europe, in Australasia, and other exotic places in the world. However, in saying that, not everything is sweetness and light. Last week, one member bemoaned the fact that he had registered positive on the COVID scale. Another had been chased around a field by a cow or cows with a fairly devastating outcome, while a third one lost his travel case and possessions in a very busy airport. Now, having read such a varied list of experiences, some good and some bad, I announced to the other members of the app, maybe in a moment of despair, that I decided to become a hermit and was going to live on Rathlin Island, where I would be safe and secure from everything. Well, nobody believed me. They know me far too well. Except one concerned member of the group who texted me as follows, "Relax, Ken, relax. Don't worry. All will be well." An hour or two later, I opened up the gospel passage for today to prepare a sermon and discovered the following words from St. Luke chapter 12. Do not be anxious about your life, nor be of anxious mind. Fear not, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Now, I don't know when or how often the person advising me to relax opens or reads a Bible, but it wasn't far from the mark of a theme associated with today's passage read earlier. Relax, Ken. Don't worry. All will be well. I sense that Jesus may have included the words in his address to his disciples, fear not, let not your hearts be troubled, because fear at that time was public enemy number one. His followers were displaying great courage and also great fear, because if it became known that they were associated with Jesus, they stood to lose everything, even their lives. Soon they were required to take up their cross and follow him. And if they were to establish the kingdom of God on earth, they must strive to display things like truth, peace, justice, and reconciliation. These are qualities that are very difficult sometimes to achieve, and in attempting to display them, many people have landed themselves in trouble and faced very stiff opposition. Fear not, said Jesus, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Truth, peace, justice, and reconciliation. Work to achieve those goals, and you will be the light of the world, and you